folks. This is One Down, Five Up. I'm Happy.
And I'm Kyle.
Where's Boogie?
Oh, no. We don't have Boogie.
Did we forget
today.
Boogie again?
Boogie?
Boogie? Boogie! You there, Boogie?
Hello.
Boogie!
He's here.
So, Boogie's on his way to Bulldog again.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
I mean, he's the GM of Battleship, but I'm pretty sure he spent more time with other stores these days than actual Battleship. So, I think a promotion's in his future.
Oh, a promotion?
Yeah, he's going to be East Coast Regional Director.
I was just sad he wasn't here.
Huh?
I was just sad he wasn't here.
I'm sad.
Yeah, I don't know about all that, but I'm just happy to help out where I can.
Look, East Coast Regional Director, just don't undersell yourself, okay? There's only one Boogalicious.
I guess so.
Well, what is the topic today that we're going to talk about?
The topic today is, I don't hate you for once. Finally, love you so much.
You better after what I've gone through yesterday and today.
So I mean, okay, well, yesterday was just a really bad...
Well, you could have told me not to come yesterday.
I didn't realize I had my appointment until yesterday when my wife told me I had my appointment yesterday with foster care people.
So you didn't realize...
Yeah, I have external hard drives, okay? I have Knox at work, and I have my wife at home, okay?
No, I wasted the day fishing, getting my truck dirty, and then I watched Netflix, and then I just went to bed. That was pretty much it. And then I was like, okay, time to wake up.
Where'd you go
fishing at? Some random pond I didn't catch.
Here in Wilmington?
Anything. Yeah, I don't know the spots. So I just went on an app and went and found a spot, and I'm like, cool, I'll go there. It says there's a lot of fish there, and I went there and didn't catch anything. I was like, well, but I might not have the right bait for this specific, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, area. The app lied to you.
Do what, Boogie?
The app lied.
Oh, yeah, the app lied. Shelton said that he would hook me up next time. So next time I come down here, I want to do any kind of fishing. I want to ride, too. But
I want to go fishing. I just don't know. Like, I'm horrible. I'm afraid to actually do stuff that I don't know anything about.
Yeah,
I like to look like
an idiot. It's kind of fun. It's kind of relaxing. But when you're by yourself, it gets boring after a while if you don't catch anything. And especially if you don't know anything and everything. It's boring.
That's true.
But motorcycle riding is much more exhilarating and fun to me.
A little more adrenaline.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Which does bring us into the main topic, which is pros and cons of rallies.
That's it.
So, especially after last weekend's event, which was like pretty much a mini rally, wouldn't you say, Joe?
I would say so, very much so.
I mean,
it was hectic. There was a lot going on. A lot of people, yeah.
I mean, by entertainment, just it was like a mini rally. Like, I've never expected that at grand opening for a dealership, but you know what? Like we said last week, that was our first Harley grand opening.
And even when I posted it, I was like, you know, this is just the beginning. You know,
oh, yeah.
So it's going to be awesome.
I mean, I'm pretty much Carson lives by the rule. If you're going to be a monkey, be a gorilla. So.
And that's why he's got you.
No, it means if you're going to go, if you're going to do it all out. I mean.
Fair enough.
But the main reason I want to say, though, I do love you is you brought me breakfast.
Yeah.
I mean, we got here early today, so that way we can get Joe in before the business opens.
That's
up.
Why you might hear motorcycles in the background cranking up stuff, kind of getting ready for
me crunching on tater tots.
Yeah,
but
getting ready for everything opening up.
What, Joe?
Kyle brought you breakfast?
Yes.
Oh no,
he brought me.
Gosh,
breakfast.
I always miss everything.
You miss everything? Oh my god!
You could have been here.
You got that Harley budget for lunch today, don't you?
Oh, I'm gonna have Crackle Barrel this morning. So.
Okay, fair. So you have nothing to be upset
with Joe,
about.
No, he's going to get the French toast plate with eggs and cheese on top. I mean, that's what Joe gets. I have a Cracker Barrel. I mean,
every time.
Yeah, I mean, and we come to the conclusion that we figured out that the more stars you have, the more endowed your behind is at Cracker Barrel.
Really?
Yes.
Yep. Mm.
So if you only have one star, you have like a bubble butt. If you have.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you're saying if you got four stars, it's like, damn.
It's like, that's a badonkadonk.
You know, I actually, sidetrack here, I found out that every star you get is only like an extra 25 cents an hour more. So if you have four stars, it's like a dollar. more an hour.
But you got all the biscuits and gravy you want.
Maybe. Maybe I don't know. We anyways. Won't go through all that.
Definitely gravy.
Hey, Joe, why didn't you tell me we had a, today was going to be a good day?
Why is today going to be a good day versus any other?
Oh, you don't even know.
Son. You don't know.
You don't know.
No. We have not just Indians in the showroom for, okay? We have three dark horses. Dark horses. Two dark horse roadmasters and a ruby red smoke. Chieftain.
Well, most of them are sold. That's why.
I don't care if they're sold or not. I have something to look at that's beyond a scalped.
I got you.
The showroom looks more full now.
I mean, yeah, because for every dark horse or every roadmaster in here, it's like having two scouts on the floor. It's like, Jesus. It's like actually like takes up some space.
I understand.
Like, in the words of the great Ice Cube, today's going to be a good day.
Oh, Lord.
All right, let's get to today's topic. So, rallies, pros and cons of rallies. So, you said you don't know anything about rallies, which is
not
BS.
Really. Literally, you said something about rallies. I was like, well, I'm not going to have much to add here.
That's BS. You always add some kind of bullshit.
Oh, eventually.
Exactly. You went to Grand Day.
Yeah.
Which we haven't talked about, which is a mini rally. I guess it's a rally
in a way. I don't know.
It's a mini moto rally, right?
Kind of, yeah.
It's sponsored. It's got people that come there. Do you not have vendors and stuff like that?
No.
No? You just have
It's literally just a bunch of people that want to do hood rat stuff. And there's also people that are like, oh, I want to just watch. And then they're all the way in the back, scared to death.
Okay, so that's probably how most rallies started back in the day. So eventually, your Grom Day will be like at like a Thunder Beach, which has just happened this past weekend.
Which is wild.
I've been to Thunder Beach. Of course, Myrtle Beach Bike Week. Everyone here in Wilmington is like getting ready. Like,
now, I have been to that.
I've never been to Myrtle Beach Bike Week.
I've been to that. I was a kid, but I just walked around. And then I was just like, okay. And then I went another time. But they have like a bike week, and then they have like a black bike week. I went to the normal one.
I don't think we can say that on the air.
Okay, sorry. But no, that's what I thought it was called.
It is.
okay. I was like, am I wrong? I was told there was two different ones, and I went to the normal one.
Basically, it's like, you know, cruisers, American cruisers, and that kind of thing, and then a lot of stretched out rockets.
Oh, so
it's the type of bags.
Yeah, well, they told me it was a lot more chill for the one I went to. I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll have to come back for the other one. And they were like, no, you don't belong there. Okay. So
actually, Gavin has a baseball tournament in Myrtle Beach next weekend, so I'll get to bike weekend and play baseball.
Hold on, that's, like, awesome.
Yep.
Hold on, that's awesome.
I mean, that's actually, like, legit awesome. Oh, damn. Do you want a bike, Joe? I have a ruby red smoke chieftain I can sell you right now.
No.
No? Okay. I have a FTR that I can sell you right now.
We have that bike cranking up in the background.
We have a bike cranking up in the background I can sell you. So anyways, well, what are the pros and cons of a bike rally, though? Like, so you can probably imagine, I mean, you know what probably goes on at bike rallies, right?
I mean,
concerts, vendors, bikes coming from all over the place. My biggest gripe is if you go to a bike week, you need to do one thing.
Okay.
Ride your damn bike to the bike week.
Oh, well, for Grom Day, I definitely trucked, but it's Florida and it's a Grom.
And you have to fill up like literally 150 times.
Maybe not that many, but maybe 120. No.
Okay. If you have a bagger and you trailer your bike to bike week, I want you to turn around
and
right now.
And it's not over like 8 hours or something crazy.
No. That's the whole point of a bagger. Wouldn't you agree, Joe?
Yeah.
I agree.
Like, you have bags. You roadmasters, freaking.
But you got to listen to the wife the whole way there.
No, that's the great thing about you have to listen to her in the car. You don't have to listen to her on the bike.
Unless you have a Sina or.
No, that's why I don't have a Sina.
That's why you forget to charge it on purpose.
I don't have a Sina. I remember this guy in Rosen. So everyone, you've heard the story about my wife moving out here on the back of my bike, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. We heard it.
All right. So we're in Oregon and she has been on the bike all damn day. And she goes, hey, can we get some food? So we stop and get food. And I have like road ear. I'm just like, don't want to talk. I just want to chill. All she wants to do is just talk and talk, oh, and, talk and talk, yeah, and talk and talk and talk.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be a getaway. It's not supposed to be, oh, now we can have a full long conversation and you can't get away.
No, we're sitting down to dinner and she just wants to talk. She goes, you've had me on the bike of the back of the bike all damn day today, and I haven't been able to talk to anybody, and now I gotta talk. It was like, oh my, it was like Tourette's or something like that. I don't know what the hell was going on. But point is that if you trailer your bike, if you have a bagger, you trailer your bike to bike week, I want you to just turn around. Like, I'm sorry if I offend you. Not really, because I hate that. Ride your damn bike to bike week.
Yeah, I mean, it does have like a, oh, yeah, we just got here off the road. You know, like, it's cool.
What if you have like a bike that has like a 30-inch tire, air ride, you know, like, it's just not feasible to ride.
It's not feasible to ride. Why? So great. So you have an amazing...
You have a
show bike. So why do you have all this engine and power? Why even do all that? I don't know. I guess no.
You can get down there and ride around.
No, fun. Have you ever been to a bike week? There's no riding in bike week.
Well, then
no, there isn't. You cruise in a freaking straight line in traffic with your clutch hands just like, I hate you so much. Please stop doing this.
Because you stop and go.
All you're doing is just like slow dragging the whole time. No. I mean, I guess if your bike is only for bike shows.
So is that bike week or is that just a bike rally in general?
That's a bike rally thing in general. I mean,
oh, well, I ain't going to no bike rally because we ain't doing that stopping and going thing. We're all doing wheelies. We're all recording each other. We're all having fun.
Well, I mean.
It's a different world.
It's a different world.
We should do a podcast at the rally next weekend.
Don't tempt me with a good time there, Joseph.
You'll be at a baseball game or something.
I will go down there. Are you kidding me? I will go down there.
Suck Fang Blow and have a podcast.
Dude. Are we family friendly today? Because if we're not family friendly today, Suck Bang Blow is awesome and I want to see boobies.
No. Oh, no. This is getting out of hand.
Well, okay. All right. Well, I guess we're not family friendly then,
are we? No. All right. Either way, I'm all in, Joe. If that's what you want to do, then let's go. Let's do this. With some of the good things about bike weeks or rallies is that you get to see a lot of cool bikes. I mean, yeah. There is a lot of...
And you get to get... For me, I mean, looking in, I think it's more of like a you get to see your bike, and then obviously there's 15,000 other bikes just like yours that have all kinds of different parts. So you can see all the different modifications you could do. Mm-hmm. You could see what you could do. You could see a bike that you're interested in and look at it. And,
oh, okay. From a dealer perspective, I love bike weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, after seeing the hype last week, it's like, yeah, here, just take my money. Yeah. Like, okay, cool.
Yeah, because some events that I go to, like my FZ, for instance, I'll go to the event and I'll see a bunch of FZs around, and I'm like, oh, I kind of like what they got there. I kind of like, you know, and it's just something that I do. And then, you know, after a while, we go ride or whatever. But, you know, that's something that's cool to do.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely have a little bunch of vendors. You'll have Dino Shootouts at Bike Weeks. You'll have... all the concerts and everything. I mean, yeah. It's a good time.
Yeah.
It's a good vacation in the sense of being able to just...
get away, hang out with your folk.
I mean, I've been to the Smokeout when they said Smokeout in Rockingham.
Okay.
That was the first time I went, it was awesome. It was like they had drag competitions, like you just drag strip down the raceway and stuff. They would have mini bike competitions, which was a lot of fun. Okay, tons of vendors, good bands. And then it's just... eventually start getting vendors start dropping off.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's just like then it just becomes a big hot dust bowl.
Well, now I can see what you're talking about, especially now how you're talking about how Bulldog was like the the grand opening. That was a little rally. Yeah, yeah. Because there was vendors, there was everything going on there. So
vendors, makes concerts, sense. And freaking and bikes being sold.
Yeah.
So, when you go to a bike week,
what's the negatives though? Like, what do you see negative? I mean, obviously, it could get crazy sometimes.
I mean, if you're inexperienced about,
yeah, I would say for like Grom days or stunt rides or anything like that, the bad side is technically, or not technically, but it's kind of like a spoken and unspoken rule. You know, people let each other know, especially if they're in the wrong kind of thing. But it's like the good stunters or anybody that's trying to stunt, go to the front. Everybody that kind of wants to do something, go to the middle. Everybody that has no clue what they're doing and they just want to ride their ride, go to the back. And it's not like a bad thing. It's just like, hey, we just want you out of the way because, you know, whatever. Well, some people go to the front and they'll start trying to touch tires and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And I've had it happen to me. And I'm just like, bro, I don't know you. Get away from me.
Well, that's just in general. Like, don't touch my.
Well, it's a whole thing of like you're in the wheelie and they want to touch your front wheel because
don't
it's
don't touch my bike.
Yeah, that actually at Grom Day, not this last Grom Day, but one of the last ones, there was a crash. And it was from somebody literally going up and slapping the front wheel. And it was some random dude. He didn't even know him. And I'm like, bro.
Did he beat his ass after?
I think he got, like, called out or something. But, like, as soon as it happened, he, like, made a U-turn real quick to check on the guy. But he didn't, like, look where he was turning. So everybody went right into him as he was making a U-turn. And it's like, bro, what are you doing? So some people just don't belong at the front. Is basically right. How it goes.
Well, I'm thinking more or less there's a lot. We don't talk about clubs or anything like that, but definitely people like.
Groups.
Groups will be there. People, inexperienced riders, inexperienced people don't know the protocols and this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah.
Of being around these certain groups. And they will make an ass out of themselves. And it's a good way to get your ass kicked.
Hell yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah.
And. But just in general, it's just. Beyond that, the experience of just drinking, a lot of alcohol usually at these rallies, and people will think they have the ability to drive and ride, and it's just you don't mix alcohol and bikes.
Yeah, and people belligerent.
Exactly.
Happy. Bottles and throttles don't mix.
Exactly. Bottles and throttles
don't mix. Why did he point you out specifically? Because
my bike says that.
True.
The bike actually says that.
I didn't think about that.
So, but, I mean, it's fun. People usually are dehydrated because they're drinking so much.
Yeah.
And they're not drinking water or anything like that. And it's just usually.
Well, as long as, and as well as like, oh, we're riding. And then they're not stopping to get somebody eating that kind of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think for me personally, whenever I've gone to some of these things, it's the ride to the rally. That's actually the better part.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
Ride with your buddies.
Ride with your buddies. Yeah, yeah. Go out there. Have fun. I mean, that's where you get your stories at. That's where
Get.
Then, when I have been at Thunder Beach, we used to rent, like, big, massive pool, like, houses. But, and they had a pool and stuff like that, right, or right there on the beach. And you just chill out and you just hang out. If you once we got to the pool house, or what's it called, the vacation house, it was absolutely awesome. It was like, oh, man, they just chill, kick back, relax, and you do have this massive party.
Yeah, and like you said, that would be cool to ride there because – one of the things that I'm pretty sure I've said it on the podcast before, one of the things that my dad has always said, and I kind of like adopted in a way, is like whenever you go through like a long, excruciating ride or you ride through the rain or whatever, those are the most memorable rides. The ones where you like push through, you do something crazy. But when you go somewhere, you trailer it there, you get the bike off, you ride around for an hour, and then you're like, all right. And then you park it.
See,
you're not
going
to remember that.
Like, I wouldn't want to trailer a bike to a bike week because. Now you have to deal with a bunch of idiots on bikes zooming all around you, okay? And you have to back up this damn trailer. And where are you going to park this thing? There's no parking on beach towns anyways. I mean, where are you parking this damn thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems counterproductive.
Find a local Walmart parking in the parking lot.
But if everyone's doing that, then there's no more parking at the Walmart.
Yeah. I like Walmart parking lots out there. That's perfect.
Is it perfect for stunting?
Yeah, because it's a nice little hideaway. There's a lot of vehicles, and I don't use a trailer. I just use my truck and put it in the back of my truck. So when I'm parked there, it looks like a basic truck.
That makes sense.
Perfect.
I don't know. Joe, what do you think? What's your take on all this? You are just basically kind of chilling, driving to Smithfield.
Yeah. So I like bike week. I just don't understand the black and the white. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, why I don't. The two versions of bike week? Like, why not just have one big giant bike week?
I can make speculations, but most of them will probably be wrong. But I think it goes back to those different groups that we had that we were talking about, where it's basically the groups themselves would, that's how the rallies would start around those groups. And you were going to start with the groups. So you were going to simulate with people that you know and hang out with.
Yeah, your group is going to say this week.
Right.
Yeah.
So then they're going to have their other. The other groups that they associate with and that kind of thing. So then it just became a, hey, we're going this week. And someone else was like, well, we're going to go this week because we all associate. It's just to keep tensions down, just keep those kind of hostilities down, if any.
So you're saying it could be different groups, quote unquote groups,
right,
that want to go at different times.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So that, I think that's where it originated from. And then it just became, and then from the town's perspective, now they have 2 weeks that they get to capitalize on versus 1 week.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, because that's one thing I've heard as well, because my next-door neighbor, you know, used to go to bike week and stuff like that, and she would go down there, and, like, literally I remember seeing, like, footage and stuff, and there was all kinds of people out there. So if they had two times that happening now, oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that's one thing, Joe. And then I don't know anything other reason. I think it started with the groups of when.
Yeah,
the groups
probably were, like, I ain't going when he's going. I'm going next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Joe.
Okay. I mean, every time I went down, it was always during, like, you know, metric, or I guess you'd say, you know, in a cross rocket bike week.
Yeah, I think that's it, too. I think it's also just a different – you have different vendors, basically, because there's only so much space, right? So you're going to get different vendors down there to going to support the different types of weeks.
So you're saying the different bike weeks down there as well is also, like, cruisers and
metrics tuners, and, metrics, like, rockets and stuff like that. Oh, and more like rockets. Like, so you're not going to send, like, the people that are going to stretch out your bag, stretch out your frame – your swing arm, that kind of thing, and flashiness of that to a cruiser bike week, because then it's like, oh, I think it's just it's scheduling the vendors also. I mean, if anyone,
That's why I don't get why they called it, you know, why. But I mean, it's two different style of bikes.
I always thought it was more of as two different style bikes.
See, and I haven't gone, so I don't know. I just heard off the grapevine what it was called, and I was like, oh, okay. So I just kind of assumed.
I mean, who knows if it's just some stupid Southern thing. I have no clue. From
I just think we need to go and experience ourselves after.
I think you're absolutely correct, Joe. Okay? Like,
we're going to get our ass kicked.
Yeah. Who cares?
You guys want to be on the podcast?
Exactly. It's just like, you know, don't we get a press pass or something like that?
Maybe.
I mean, we can
make them.
I told you to use the press pass to get to saliva last week, and you did not. You failed miserably.
No, I tried. I tried to be like, hey, okay.
Oh, okay. Hey. Just press pass. I'm with the press.
What press pass?
You make up the press pass. Number one rule of life is just act confident.
And that bodyguard, man.
Yeah.
I had to turn around.
So
have a nice day.
Have you seen the picture?
Which picture?
Speaking of, like, you just being you. Joe, have I shown you the picture of Redneck Kyle?
Oh.
Oh, my God. Okay, I want to send you this picture to you right now, okay, Joe? And I want you to tell me this isn't Redneck Kyle. All right, hold on. I'll post it, and I'll let everyone else.
It'll be on the Instagram.
It'll be on Instagram. Oh, cancel. All right. This is getting sent to Joe right now.
It's like a Sons of Anarchy Kyle.
No, it is. This is Redneck Kyle. This is He's got Kansas on his vest. He's got a baseball T-shirt. I mean, if this isn't Redneck Kyle, I don't, like, I'm looking at
you. I'm interested to hear Joe's perspective.
Like, you on have it. The same dirty white trash beard as him. You see, he says long hair.
Well, I could grow it out.
Yeah, it does look like you, Kyle. But I think he's probably his name's probably like Kyle. Kyle.
It's like Kyle.
That's what Kyle. They call me on the job site. Kyle. Kyle.
I mean, Kyle. That is like if you were a Nia Grom dude or an FZ09 or whatever you ride, if you rode American, that's what you look like.
It's not
Happy Ten or whatever you ride.
I don't know if I want to look like that, though. I look like a. Like a Kid Rock.
No, this is Redneck Kyle.
I look like I should be on Joe Dirt.
Exactly. This is. I mean, I've never seen the resemblance of you.
You
and
mean
Dirt.
To tell me you're gonna stand there owning a? No, I won't go through it.
No, you mean to tell me the white trash jeans are so ingrained into you, boy, that it just naturally grows in like that?
Oh heck yeah, boy!
I'm telling you, Redneck Kyle, right there. So I don't know why that came up right now, but the fact is,
well, I know you sent me it earlier this week. I was like, okay.
Did you really think you were going to escape that one?
Yeah.
No.
Should we say the view count on the podcast is going way up? So we appreciate everybody for listening. That's freaking awesome.
Yeah, if you're listening, sharing. Yeah. I don't know what happened, but it spiked this past season.
We've been watching it kind of go up and down. It was up a lot for the first episode or two. And then it kind of went down. Then we kind of got it back up, and then it just kind of kept going back and forth. Once we took a break, obviously it showed low because there's no new episodes. Once season two came out, it skyrocketed. So I was
so thank
super
you everyone.
Thank
I
you.
Guess you guys actually are not sick of listening to us yet.
Not yet. They just needed a break.
If you like me being angry at Ka, then just let me know.
How can you be angry at me? I brought
no. I'm not angry at you today. Okay. But we'll see if this episode where I'm nice to you drops. No. Then. I'm going to have to go back to being pissed off at you.
I'm going
to
have to share the living out of this.
What's the beep for?
I'm trying to.
We already talked about boobies.
Yeah.
So
that's you. That's for you.
Oh, okay. So I'm not family friendly. You are.
Sure.
How's mom? How's grandma?
Everybody's good.
Yeah?
Yeah. The dog's doing good. You said what?
Have they been listening?
I haven't talked to my grandma about it, but my mom's still listening.
She still loves Joe.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Boogie's still her favorite.
Oh yeah.
What'd you do?
We got to get her on one day.
Yeah.
If y'all ever come to Fayetteville again.
Oh my God, going to Fayetteville so far.
You're telling me I'm coming to Wilmington. It's the same distance.
Yeah, best Fayetteville. You're coming to the beach, bro.
Yeah, but I don't ever see the beach.
Bless your own stupidity for leaving every single day. Like, well, I'm going to go back up.
I got stuff to do.
You went fishing last night?
Yeah, yeah.
You,
but I still didn't see the beach.
Well, that's... If we get your girlfriend down here, will you come down here more?
I'd probably come more often.
All right, Joe, I need you to find a girl for Redneck Kyle.
What about Ken?
Who?
I don't know. They have the same birthday. You know that?
I thought he said Kim. I was like, who?
Ken, my daughter, Ken.
Oh. I thought he said Kim. I was like, what? Your wife? It's like, no.
Not Kim. That's his wife.
I know. That's why I was like, what?
No.
Kyle, how would you like to date Happy's daughter?
I don't know if I could deal with the father-in-law.
What?
Yeah, that would be tough.
That would be real tough.
What's wrong with the father-in-law? He's freaking awesome. You call me daddy, Kyle.
Do what?
You call me daddy.
No.
So just, by the way, Kyle would be like an upgrade times 10 from the guy that she brought the bite night. So I just want to put that out there.
Yes.
Oh, I missed all this, so I apologize.
No. Well, he's no longer in the picture, so I don't have to worry about that one anymore.
That was quick.
Thank God.
He was in and out quickly.
Yeah, he's gone.
Hey, watch your words.
He was a smash and dasher.
I'm going to fucking whoop your. You're lucky you're in the car right now, you son of a bitch. I'm going to end. Oh, we were talking about my baby girl.
Hey.
Okay. Sorry.
Kyle's like on the button. He's like, what's going to happen?
I'm like, say something else.
Say something. Anyways, but yes, that gentleman is no longer with us. He kind of got weird. So. Way time it for once, Kyle. I'm proud of you.
Aww. He said he kind of got weird.
Weirder? He was.
He was weird as shit from day one.
I don't get it. Like, my daughter, she went the exact opposite of her daddy issues. She's like, hey, my dad's this, so I'm going to go 180 degrees the other way. So, whatever.
Exactly. So let's go Kyle. Because Kyle would be like.
He'd be like a 90, he'd be like a 90 or 120 degrees away from me. I mean, they have the same birthday. I don't know.
What? We have the same birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
The exact same day and year?
No, not the year, but the 3 years apart, but same birthday. March 28th.
Kyle's older?
Kyle's older.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I mean, I would be happy to call Kyle's son.
I have.
How you doing, son? Let's go, buddy.
No.
I mean, I would totally adopt.
I didn't know what I was going into.
Don't you know when you become part of the family, you get the bank of happy?
What is that, debt?
It's happy FCU.
Happy FCU. Oh, my God. This is some Joe dropped yesterday, okay? We had a customer. He needed a down payment. And he goes, hey, happy FCU. You want? I was like, no, I'm out. Like, nope.
Oh, my gosh.
Nope. There's no vested interest in this one. I do not know this person. I am not opening up the Bank of Happy to anyone.
So what is the Bank of Happy, though?
The Bank of Happy is when Happy gives out loans to people that people never pay back. Oh, so
straight out of your pocket?
Yeah, it could be for anything.
Yeah,
yeah. It could be for a gun, you know, really.
I have not.
Medical services. I mean,
I've not
really
loaned anyone any money for a gun, okay?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I know some people that got money. I'm pretty sure they bought a gun with it, but whatever.
They probably did. Okay, I don't know. But
what about a fence? Because I burned mine down.
We know you burned yours down. That was awesome. I came in like a
homeless. No, you put burning down the house.
That's right. No, whoops. Bert said best. He goes, he was like, he was trying to get a lathe or a mill or something like that. Okay, it was going to be super cheap. And he was like on the fence. I was like, bro, if you build me this one thing, I'll give you this much money towards buying it. So he was like, eventually, like a week later, I was like, do you ever get it? And he goes, no. It was just, I didn't have the money for it. I was like, you could have came to the Bank of Happy. I love giving you a loan. He goes, a loan? I thought that thing was a freaking grant. You have to pay those back? I was like, well, fair enough.
Well, now I know.
Yeah.
Happy's loss ratio is very high.
I just like people, and I want them to be happy.
Well, I'm interested in the new cheap now.
I like people.
Well, God,
I want them to be happy.
I'm at Bulldog.
All right. Well, we should probably close this episode off anyways. So if you have any topics to our listeners, if you have any topics of discussion about the rallies, if you have any ideas, what your favorites, pros and cons of going to rallies, if you could actually possibly convince me why it's a good idea to ride your bagger or trailer,
or
your
trailer,
bagger, trailer your bagger to the rally instead of riding.
What if it's in California?
I don't care. Ride it.
What if it's across the ocean?
Yeah, like Sturgis. Like
floated.
People go to Sturgis. That's far, man. That's like
a have a freaking touring bike, Joe.
What if you got a, you know, like a non-touring bike? What if you got like a Indian Scout that's like nice, but it's, you know, rough after like, you know, 500 miles or something crazy?
I don't know what you're talking about here.
Okay. All right. Like, we're not going to win, Joe.
No.
Yeah, never can.
Then why are you going to the rally? Just to see people and blow all your money? To go to a rally and buy a damn bike. I don't know. We did hit customers that actually went to a rally, went to Sturgis, flew out to Sturgis, was there just to be Sturgis. His friends dared him to buy a bike and ride back. He bought a bike and rode back to North Carolina.
That sounds like a story that you would do, Happy.
Yes.
That does.
Yes.
Sound like it a lot.
Probably. All right. We need sticker ship, Boogie. People are asking for stickers. So can you please hit up Shelton Lewis?
We'll try.
Well, I mean, he's your personal assistant. Can't you freaking order him to do shit?
Happy can't say anything to him because he's happy.
I'm going to punch you in about 2 seconds.
All right.
Do you like? I like you today. Don't ruin it.
All right.
All right.
Let's close this out.
Have a good time up at Bulldog. Joe, I miss you. I love you.
Love you, Joe.
You too. Thanks.
This is One Down, Five Up, signing out.
We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Appreciate it, guys.
Bye.